You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Save room, more natural gas storage capacity planned to serve Gulf Coast LNG and power facilities. Published by Housley Carr. The war-related loss of LNG export capacity in Qatar, the number two supplier after the U.S., suggests that LNG export terminals along the U.S. Gulf Coast will be running flat out over the next few years, and that still more U.S. projects may move to a final investment decision, FID. That bodes well for the many natural gas storage facilities already in place near the massive concentration of LNG export capacity along the Texas-Louisiana border and further east in the Bayou State, and for the storage proposals on the drawing board. In today's RBN blog, we finish our review of existing and planned storage capacity in this epicenter of energy infrastructure development with a look at three big projects being planned. This is the fourth episode in our series on gas storage assets in the broad, north-to-south corridor straddling the state line between Texas and Louisiana. In Part 1, we said the three existing LNG export terminals in the Sabine-Neches Calcasieu area demand up to 7 BCF per day of natural gas, and that four new terminals under construction there will add another 10 BCF per day of demand over the next 5 years. The gas needs of these facilities and other large energy consumers in the region, such as power plants and petrochemical complexes, can vary widely, and sometimes suddenly, a perfect setup for the development of gas storage facilities that can quickly inject or withdraw large quantities of gas. In our first blog, we looked at Caliche Storage's Golden Triangle Storage and Spindletop Expansion Project, Trinity Gas Storage's Bethel, Texas, facility, and Energy Transfer's Bethel Gas Storage and BAML facilities. Then, in Part 2, we discuss Neuvenice's Texas Reliability Underground Hub in Liberty County, Texas, the Black Bayou Energy Hub in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, Gulf Coast Midstream Partners Freeport Energy Storage Hub, or Fresh, two energy transfer facilities, Moss Bluff in Liberty County, Egan in Acadia Parish, Louisiana, and Enbridge's Tres Palacios in Matagorda County, Texas. Part 3 reviewed Williams Co.'s Pine Prairie facility in Evangeline Parish, Louisiana, and its Arcadia facility in Bienville Parish, Louisiana, Kinder Morgan's collection of storage sites on both sides of the state line, One Oaks Jefferson Island and Napoleonville facilities in southern Louisiana, and Inster's Katy Storage and Transportation facility near the important gas hub in Katy, Texas. Today, we'll start with Sempra Infrastructure's Louisiana Storage Hackberry Project, a salt cavern facility in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, whose first two phases will have a total of six caverns with a combined working gas capacity of about 35 BCF. The company, which holds a majority ownership interest in the Cameron LNG export facility and is constructing the Port Arthur LNG export facility, reached FID on the gas storage project's three-cavern, 16.5 BCF first phase in September 2023. That phase is currently under construction and slated to come online in Q2 2027. It will have a maximum injection capacity of 1.5 BCF per day and a maximum withdrawal capacity of 1.5 BCF per day. Sempra Infrastructure concluded a non-binding open season on March 30 for a three-cavern, 22.2 BCF expansion. The company indicated that if, as expected, there is sufficient market support to advance the project to FID, Cavern 4 would enter service in Q1 2030. Followed by Cavern 5 in Q2 2031 and Cavern 6 in Q3 2032. The project could increase the site's max injection and withdrawal capacities by 900 million cubic feet per day total. The Louisiana Storage Hackberry Caverns will be connected to the southwestern Louisiana gas grid via two bidirectional pipelines, each 42 inches in diameter with a capacity of up to 1.5 BCF per day. The 5-mile Cameron Interstate Pipeline lateral will connect to, you guessed it, the Cameron Interstate Pipeline, which runs between the Gillis Gas Hub in Beauregard and Calcasieu Parishes and Cameron LNG. Like the export terminal, SIP is majority owned by Sempra Infrastructure. The 11-mile Hackberry Pipeline, in turn, will run to a connection with Sempra Infrastructure's Port Arthur Pipeline Louisiana Connector, which will run from the Gillis Hub to the Port Arthur LNG facility in Jefferson County, Texas. We should note that Sempra Infrastructure also owns the 24-mile Gillis Hub Pipeline, Green Line, which runs south from the Gillis Hub along the same path as both SIP and the Port Arthur Pipeline Louisiana Connector. The three pipelines have several connections with other large pipelines in the area, including Acadian Pipeline, Gulf South Pipeline, Florida Gas Transmission, Louisiana Energy Access Pipeline, Louisiana Energy Gateway, New Generation Gas Gathering, Tennessee Gas Pipeline, Trunkline, Texas Eastern Transmission, and Transco. Next up is Texas Brine Company and its planned White Castle Energy Hub in southern Louisiana's Iberville Parish. The White Castle project is noteworthy because three large salt caverns are already in place after being solution mined to provide brine for a nearby petrochemical plant, and two additional caverns will be nearing completion over the next couple of years. That will enable White Castle to start up 20 BCF of working gas storage capacity in 2028, another 10 BCF in 2029, and an additional 10 BCF in 2030. An expansion beyond 40 BCF is possible if demand warrants. An open season for the initial 20 BCF of capacity was oversubscribed when it closed on March 4, indicating strong support for the plan from gas distribution companies, pipelines, power plant owners, and natural gas marketers. Texas Brine expects to take FID on the project in July, secure all needed permits early next year, and start construction in the spring of 2027. The 20 BCF first phase will offer a maximum injection rate of 480 million cubic feet per day and a maximum withdrawal rate of 900 million cubic feet per day. As additional capacity is added, the max injection rate will double to 960 million cubic feet per day and the max withdrawal rate will increase to 1.3 BCF per day. White Castle plans to build an approximately 10-mile header system with twin 24-inch diameter pipelines along most of its length and single pipes along shorter sections at either end. As shown in the map, White Castle expects the header to interconnect in 2028 with Louisiana Intrastate Gas, Acadian Gas, Southern Natural Gas, and Texas Eastern Transmission. Potential additional interconnects in 2029 and beyond include tie-ins with Gulf South, the Index 130 section, a 30-inch line, bridge line, and Florida Gas Transmission. Connections with a number of pipelines under development in the immediate area are also likely. Finally, there is Vinton Dome Storage Hub, a greenfield project with a proposed 40 BCF of working gas storage near Vinton in southwestern Louisiana's Calcasieu Parish, very close to a long list of existing and planned LNG export terminals. Five salt caverns, each with 8 BCF of working gas capacity, are planned, with the first two slated to begin operating in 2030. The initial pair will have a combined maximum injection capacity of 800 million cubic feet per day and a maximum withdrawal capacity of 1 BCF per day. When all five caverns are up and running in the early 2030s, the max injection rate will total 2 BCF per day and the max withdrawal rate 2.5 BCF per day. The project will include a 32-mile header system with dual 24-inch pipes. The header has the potential to connect with as many as 14 pipelines, 6 on the system's northern leg and 8 on its eastern leg. The northern part of the header is expected to connect to FGT, Golden Pass, Gulf Run, TGP, TETCO and Transco, while the eastern part is seen linking to SIP, CP Express, Creole Trail, Kinder Morgan Louisiana, Port Arthur Pipeline Louisiana Connector, Sabine, Woodside 200, and Woodside 300. The Vinton Dome Storage Hub currently is gauging market interest in the project and negotiating term sheets. The developer plans to make its 7C filing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, in mid-2026, with the expectation that a FERC permit will be issued within a year. If that timeline holds, the developer is targeting an FID by Q3 2027, with, as we said, the first two caverns coming online in 2030. In this four-part series, we've discussed existing gas storage facilities with a combined capacity of more than 500 BCF, as well as plans and proposals to develop another 200 BCF of storage capacity over the next 5 to 7 years, much of it by 2030. We should note that our definition of the East Texas/West Louisiana corridor was a broad one, and while we looked at most of the storage facilities and projects in the region, we didn't hit all of them. We'll continue to track this important element of Gulf Coast energy infrastructure and blog more about the topic as these projects advance and new ones come to the fore. Save Room was written by John Stevens, John Legend, William Adams, Will.i.am, Jessica Wilson, Buddy Bui, and James R. Cobb. It appears as the first song on John Legend's second studio album, Once Again. The song is built on a sample of Gabor Szabo's version of the classic Four's hit single, Stormy, written by Buddy Bui and James R. Cobb. Bui and Cobb would later open the Studio One recording studio in Doraville, Georgia, and put together the successful southern rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS, writing most of their hit songs. As a side note, after ARS opened a show for Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, in Tulsa in the 1970s, they went to a Tulsa nightclub and jammed for a few songs with Paradise, a local band that included RBN's Rusty Brazil and Mickey McMahon. Brian Barber directed the video for Save Room. It was released as a single in August 2006 and went to number 10 on the Billboard Adult R&B chart and number 61 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It has been certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Once Again was recorded at various studios in 2005, 06 and produced by Kanye West, John Legend, Dave Tozer, will.i.am, Rafael Sadiq, Craig Street, Eric Hudson, Devo Springsteen, and Avenue. Released in October 2006, the album went to number 1 on the Billboard Top R&B Albums chart and number 3 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified platinum by the RIAA. 7 singles were released from the LP. John Legend, John Roger Stevens, is an American singer, songwriter, pianist, record producer, and actor. He began his professional career as a session pianist and background vocalist in the late 1990s. He released his debut studio album, Get Lifted, on Kanye West's Good Music label in 2004. Legend has released 10 studio albums, 6 live albums, 3 EPs and 56 singles and has sold over 7 million records worldwide. He has won an Academy Award, 3 Daytime Emmy Awards, a Primetime Emmy Award, a Golden Globe Award, 13 Grammy Awards, a Tony Award, an American Music Award, 2 Billboard Music Awards, and 2 MTV Video Music Awards. Legend has appeared on 26 television shows, 11 motion pictures, and has been a judge on the TV talent show The Voice for 9 seasons. He still records and will begin a U.S. tour in mid-March.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.